This is a consultation on Riley, R-Y-L-E-E, last name Hodges, H-O-D-G-E-S. Her date of birth is July 31st, 1996. Patient seen for Dr. Michael Winnemeyer, M.D. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Winnemeyer, thank you for this referral. Riley Hodges is a 27-year-old female who does not smoke, does not drink. She is allergic to sulfur. She is here for pre-op evaluation to rule out any coagulation disorder. Symptoms: patient feels fine, doesn't have any symptoms. Past medical history: she occasionally has to use Trilogy inhaler for asthma. New paragraph. Menstrual history: regular period, 4 to 5 days every 28 weeks. Patient has one child, 8-month-old. Family history: dad has diabetes. Mother did have cosmetic surgery. She had a miscarriage as well. And patient did have previous surgery for breast implants. She also had liposuction and abdominoplasty prior. She has history of two miscarriages, one within 6 weeks, next one 8 weeks. So she required treatment during her last pregnancy, where she was given Clomid, C-L-O-M-I-D, prior to ovulation. And during gestation, patient saw a OBGYN who did workup and ruled out any coagulation disorder. Protein C, protein S, antithrombin 3 level well normal. She did not have any phospholipid syndrome. Her factor 5 mutation was not found. However, during her pregnancy, she did receive Lovenox throughout the pregnancy and was transitioned to heparin prior to delivery. She had two prior surgeries, including breast mastopexy and breast augmentation in past. And she personally did not have any history of DVT. New paragraph. Physical exam: she is 27 year old, 5 feet 4 inch tall, weighing 174, blood pressure 128 over 84. IgNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, pulse was active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Her recent CBC showed WBC 8.4, hemoglobin 13.7, platelet were elevated platelet were normal at 284. Her eosinophil were slightly elevated. Her CMP was unremarkable. New paragraph. Diagnosis: diagnosis 1, family history of family history of miscarriage and personal history of miscarriage. New paragraph. Recommendations: since there is a history of two miscarriages in the past, and since there is a family history also, I would think it is imperative that we rule out any hypercoagulable status. I'll go ahead and order a profile consisting of protein C, S, and antithrombin 3 level, factor 5 Leiden mutation, and phospholipid profile. Once available, we'll make further recommendations. Thank you for your referral and continued support. This is a consultation on Riley Hodges. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Winnie Meyer. Thank you.